Liam, have you seen what I've got on my face?
I have seen what you've got on your face. A hairy little slug.
Listeners, I have grown a moustache. However, I think it maybe has slipped too far down the sides, and I've got a little bit. I'm like chewing a little bit.
Look, like out of a habit, sort of like picking your nose or chewing your
Just
nails.
because it's gone so far down the sides of my mouth,
Oh, okay. It's sort of
I think
falling into your mouth. You're
chewing.
trying to tuck into a nice sort of burrito and it's cramming your mustache in as well.
It's crown and moustache as well. So this is episode 4 of the Pub Quiz podcast. I don't think we've got anything to apologise for, unlike last time, which is nice.
It is nice. That is nice. That is a great start.
Yeah.
And it's a great start. And we've got a great guest on.
You really
We
do.
have a certain Mr. Elliot Cass. Now, Elliot does comedy videos online. He does many different characters. Probably most notably, his rugby lad character.
Ruggers.
That's him. That's the one.
You've not seen it, where have you been?
Yeah. But he is a very funny guy, isn't he, Jake? I mean, Mr. Rugby lad himself. You'd think he'd have a good amount of sports knowledge. He's a fellow West Country lad like me. He's from Wiltshire, the
Of
county I'm
course.
from. So I'm hoping there's a bit of an instant bond there between the two of
Oh,
us.
so you two are going to be two peas in a pod, aren't you?
Yeah, you're going to be proper left out today, mate. But no, this is we're really looking forward to meeting Elliot and getting a drink in. So should we go meet him?
Make a move.
Let's do it.
If you know a rugby lad, you'll recognise Elliot Cass. How are you, Elliot? How's your morning been?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. My morning's been bloody beautiful, mate.
Yeah?
How's yours been?
Yeah, lovely.
It's been
A
all
little
right,
bit
yeah.
hungover.
A little bit
Waking
really?
up on his sofa.
Yeah, it was a good
Yeah.
morning.
Yeah, he stayed over last night.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
First time.
Yeah, first date as well.
No, he stayed over. I think this is the third time you've stayed over.
A few times, actually.
There's a nice moment when he comes in, because he's a bit like, we're in the lad pad. It's nice.
Going to Jake's, it's like rolling back the years to sort of like being back in uni.
Yeah.
Is that
Yeah,
sort of, here we
you
go.
just sort of never grew up,
Yeah.
did he?
Yeah.
You just never grew up.
You finish your can, chuck it on the floor.
Don't worry about that.
Top and tailing.
Take away pieces everywhere.
My balls are on his knee.
Have you two met before? Because they seem to be getting on very well. We introduced you as, if you know a rugby lad, you'll recognise Elliot Cass. The rugby lad character has been a bit of a sensation.
It's done all right, mate. It's done all right. It's been good. It's
Yeah.
been good. Yeah, I think I know you're going to start questioning me about rugby.
No,
Okay, good.
I'm not going to start questioning you about rugby. I was actually just going to sort of ask you about, like, you know, because it's rare but a wonderful thing when a character actually sort of like it goes as widespread as it has. Do you get sort of like, you know, people chatting that some of the lines in the street, that sort of thing?
Yeah, it has been weird recently, especially with the Instagram kicking off. It is quite a lot that constantly people will Ruggers, Monty, and they give it that. And it's always people who know about rugby.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's really not like I like rugby. I like the sport. I don't play it, evidently. I've got an awful rig. You know what I mean? Like I've got no.
You know what? That surprised me because you know when you do the videos and like you're in the rugby kit.
Yeah.
Like you look the part, mate.
They're not known for being sort of Adonises. Also,
yeah.
There was a sort of.
You know what? You really look like.
You really look like
you chug Guinness every night.
Yeah.
You
like
look
like an amateur rugby player, mate.
You really do. I'll put that on my CV. Thanks, mate.
Also, you haven't met before, and you thought. That surprised me because from the videos I've seen of you, you've got a cracking body.
I mean, I'll take that, baby. I'll take that.
You've got a beautiful body.
I'll take
I love your form. I love your form.
What do we bet? It's been nice. Apparently, my rugby's getting better as I'm going along the videos. So as I get along the videos, the rugby people are going, "Oh, your passes are getting better."
Really?
But I think I'm starting to develop a little bit.
Well, suppose every video is another mini training session.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is just like non-contact with myself.
Yeah,
it's like the most pathetic training session.
That's
you've
my
ever
sort of
had.
Rugby. Yeah.
Yeah, in the mirror.
No risk of getting hurt.
Yeah,
lovely.
Exactly.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
We've often said
I'm diabetic, mate. I'm not going to fit in well with those boys. You know, I was like, one second you take the insulin. This is my third beer. You know. I'm not going. It's not good.
Insulin is a chaser between the Guinness.
Yeah.
I've got him, mate, else I'll die.
Hey, mate, trick of the trade.
Please don't shot it.
Split the eye. So we've often said that to sort of parody something and write good comedy around it, often you've got to love and know the subject matter. I was sort of going to ask you, do you love rugby or is it just something you were around a lot?
I now have learnt to love rugby.
Right.
Through, I played a little bit in school, like once or twice. And then I gave up because it really wasn't. I was like the weeniest little kid. Like, I had pains, but just nothing else. So if they run at me, I'm getting out of the way. I don't know loads about it, but I'm learning now as we go. And I'm like trying to learn more. But a lot of my mates play rugby. So I have a whole friendship group and I'm the only one who doesn't play rugby. So I now know, like, I've grown up.
So do you think that being in and around sort of all the rugby lads,
yeah,
that is what is, that's what sort of inspired the character?
They are, yeah. Or at least every rugby lad knows a rugby lad. Know that. Not every rugby lad is like,
right,
but every lad knows a rugby lad, yeah, like that. And they just always, like, it'll be those stupidest thing. You'll be in Wagamamas, they want to get their penises out. This is such a strange
Shagamamas.
Mate, I've started talking now a lot more like this. Even I went home, my dad was like, why do you sound so posh? And I'm like, mate, fucking bro.
Because what's your dad's accent? Because you two are from the sort of similar areas, right? Yep. West Country.
Yeah.
My dad's sort of Mark Corrigan. He's got that sort of Mark Corrigan if he was a little bit unhinged.
Is there a West Country twang to that?
No. My nan, that's where the West Country comes from. Nan's like, and I don't know if you have, like, my nan always say, like, random sayings, like, it's just another day, and in a day, it's just another day.
You're allowed to go along with it. That.
Big time, need more of these.
Well, speaking of nonsense sayings, I was watching Deal or No Deal. It was something, this is random, but it just reminded me. There was someone went, basically, their like, boxes were crap. Like, yeah. They were, like, going out, and you get the other people on Deal or No Deal, and you're, like, chucking them words of inspiration. And one woman shouted, what goes down must come up. Went, that's not a saying. That's not how it works. Hey, Darren, what goes down must come up. Don't worry, keep going.
Like, once it's down, it's staying there. You're not going back.
That's not how it works. Got to change the laws of gravity. Change the laws of gravity to give Darren a pick me up because he's just walked up 25k. Come on now. If you believe it, it will. If you believe it, it will.
He's already going through it enough. He's so down on his luck, and now he's extra puzzled, being like, I've got a riddle now. Don't we really know that? Is it age? Is it a towel? What's the answer there?
She might be psyching them out, though.
Yeah. Making him believe anything can happen. Yeah. Elliot, are you a quizzer?
I've attended several.
Yeah.
I am, and I'm bloody awful. I'm terrible at quizzes.
Really?
Yeah. I'm notoriously known by my friends as awful.
We're yet to book a guest who actually likes quizzes. Is it, aren't they?
I was shocked. But I do like them. You know.
Is that? Do you think that's sort of a lack of just general knowledge being from the West Country?
I don't know what you're saying. Is that a lack of ambition? Is that a lack of...
Are you just not trying?
Do you not value learning and knowledge? What's your problem?
Are you taking vitamins every day? You're looking pasty, yeah, brother.
Squaring up. You don't like quizzes, mate? Okay.
I love it. No, I'm not good. Not good.
What are the sort of subjects and topics that you might be able to think, oh, do you know what? I'll stop at that.
I'd be really good on topics about myself.
Oh, all right, okay.
No.
A lack of knowledge and a little bit of narcissism as well. In which rugby lad video did I perform a perfect line in? Nine out? I don't know. Nine out.
Great. Line yourself.
No, there is no topic I think I'm an expert on in life. Maybe
It didn't need to be that. Yeah, didn't need to be that much. Just anything. A little bit.
So a bit about history, okay, and movies, I suppose. Okay, I've watched them, and like, okay, and I like them.
That's enough.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
I feel like you guys are now having to help me.
You've seen a film, right? Lovely. That's great. That'll work well.
He's thick and he's seen film. Everyone believes. Yeah, nice.
Historical films, you'll love those.
Yeah.
Gladiator 2, hopefully that comes up.
Yeah.
Not seen it, have you?
So speaking of quiz questions, yeah, and facts, is there an interesting fact that you have for us, Elliot?
I do. So
it's about you, isn't it?
Four out of five.
He's turned into his nan. Four to the day, four to the day, to the four, to the four, to the five, to the day.
All right. Let me get this. Four out of five 3-year-olds are familiar with the McDonald's logo in the UK. So,
right.
Okay, you don't like that one. Okay,
I love the fact. I just love how the fact you had three numbers in a row to say, it just threw you. You couldn't say three numbers in a row. You're a two-digit man. You're a two-digit man.
Two-digit cast, man.
No, once you get to the hundreds, you're screwed. 4-2, lovely. 4-2, oh, now I am screwed.
Oh, mate, the worst thing, I used to be a teacher, I used to be a TA, and I had to, like, and I genuinely, I was a TA for reception. Mate, a lot of it went over my head. I actually was sat in there just thinking, what the bloody hell, phonics? You know what I mean? And you have to sound it out, but there's so many sounds. The sounding is different, the sounds are different to the letters, and that just threw me. And little kids would come up and go, Mr. Cass, what the fuck?
I don't know.
I'm behind. I'm flagging right now.
I've just managed to say two numbers in a row. I've got to give a phone number out.
I've just figured out number six. I blew my fucking mind with
So 4 out of 5 3-year-olds in the UK recognise women. Just showing off now. Do you want to have a go? See if you can do it.
From what I understand, it's 4 out of 5 3-year-olds.
Yeah.
Oh, that feels good, doesn't it? Are familiar with the McDonald's logo.
Who conducted that study?
Yeah, who did conduct?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I have no idea.
That's
the other. I had a better.
Go on.
You know the national.
That was a good fact.
That was a good fact.
You like that?
Yeah, I do like that.
It's weird that you weird that you didn't start with a better one though.
Okay. I think this is a good one, but okay. Well, should we move on to what?
No, let's see. Let's see this one.
Yeah, great.
Do you know the national animal of Scotland is a unicorn?
Really?
And that is quite not Scottish.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't think of Scots and then I think of unicorns. Like, I don't know why.
I also don't think of national animals and think a fictitious animal.
Mm. Yeah.
Welsh dragon. Welsh dragons, to be fair. Yeah, immediately there's one.
Yeah.
It's a unicorn. Why? Are unicorns?
No idea, mate. They just, as you said, apparently it's strong and like, just there's only not a lot of them.
It's a horse with a horn. It's fucking that's strong, mate.
Really?
Well, you want a horse with a horn? It's like a rhino, but faster.
Do you know what? Those are two for your
voice, so you can bet on me.
Genuinely, they are very good facts.
Yeah, cool.
Thank you. So finally, before we get into the quiz, what should our quiz team name be, Elliot?
Okay, I did think long and hard about this. Because I always wanted to be in an indie band. I can't sing. I've got no musical accolades. But when I was growing up, that was the dream, right? And I thought I'd call my indie band The Belly Buttons, right?
Okay.
Because I just think it's like, imagine like...
Love this.
He's coming on The Belly Buttons and let you get in, maybe in crop tops or whatever. You just fucking getting everyone just sort of... So I thought The Belly
Buttons. Like a comedy band.
Nah.
No, this is serious.
No, dude.
You know, like the Lancashire Hot Pots? That'd be on the bill with that. No, dude. We've got the Wurzels, the Lancashire Hot Pots,
and the Belly Buttons.
This is actually... Dude, you guys are shitting on my dreams, guys.
It's the piercing new sound of the Belly Buttons.
On BBC Sounds. Yeah.
You know, you can't see it on Spotify. This is Belly Buttons.
Coming in at the top 100 in the comedy charts.
Did you have any bandmates?
Not yet.
still happening. Still might happen.
I was in a indie band called Ready Salted.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was in an indie band called Ready Salted. We bring my mate Greg.
You two?
Yeah, well, we had some other... I played the drums, they played the bass.
Like the Pet Shop Boys.
We had some other people in the band, but then I just wanted to do everything, so I kicked him out. I was like, I'll sing and do the drums and do a bit of the guitar as well.
Yeah, it's just you all over.
So it's just me and Greg.
Greg, excited about this new endeavour, you've just done everything.
We had a five-piece and it became a two-piece. It was drums and bass, but not drum and bass.
Yeah.
At all.
Mate, the power went to your head when one guy joins the band. That is an incredible...
Awful.
Yeah.
We also were in another indie band called The Morning After.
That's a bit better.
Yeah.
I don't actually mind that.
It would be another 5 years until either of us had sex.
But yeah.
But we thought, that sounds pretty edgy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So the Belly Buttons.
Love it. We live it out your dream.
That's great. Right. So each week we get sent a genuine pub quiz from a quizmaster in the UK.
Mm.
This week our quizmaster is William Woodington. Do you like that name?
William Woodington.
I love the...
It's very Downton Abbey, isn't it?
Yeah,
love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's... And he's doing Woodington quizzes now.
Yeah.
Loves pheasants, doesn't he?
definitely. A lot of tweed going on there.
Yeah, too much tweed.
I'm anticipating a tweed round.
I know someone who's into like sort of like pheasant shooting and that.
Really?
And then I've seen him like wear clothes with pheasants on it. And I can't work out if this guy loves or hates them.
What a complex narrative it is, like pheasants. That guy's going to write a novel.
Such a love-hate relationship. Yeah. Decorating the house in pheasants and then going out on a Sunday morning and just bludgeoning them.
He is the definition of gaslighting. that guy's gaslighting.
Pheasants thinking they're welcome here. William Whittington, he does his quiz at the Poppy and Pint in Nottingham on Tuesdays at 9 p.m.
9 p.m?
That is late.
Yeah, well, he's kicking off at 9 p.m. on a Tuesday night.
Last orders are normally 10:30.
I love William's style, though. I'm there. I might pop in. That's
what's good. Yeah, what, the tweed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Late night tweed quiz. So, round one is general knowledge, okay? This is going to really help us to establish, Elliot, I think, your sort of baseline level, right? So hopefully we're going to have a range of stuff here. Right. I'm predicting that William Withington's level of general knowledge is going to be sort of stuff happening in and around 1835, I think. General knowledge, here we go. Question number one. In December 2024, TikTok Creator Awards. Wow. Oh, hello.
Okay, William. Okay.
Yeah.
Will.
The TikTok Creator Awards were handed out in London. Miles Laffin won the prize of High Quality Creator. What does he post videos of him cleaning?
I think I know this.
Go on.
Is it the swimming pool guy?
Ah, that's a really good shout.
I think it could be.
That's a really good shout.
I'll take that. I'll go with that if that's what you guys like.
You know, I remember those videos as well. They're so therapeutic to watch just a swimming pool get like that is just like that's humanity, isn't it?
Am I right in thinking this is sound crazy if it's wrong? But did Derek Chisora turn up to do one with him?
My favourite Derek Chisora moment is when he's doing some trash talk right on like Sky Sports. He's like facing off with some guys fighting in a few days' time, and he's like, right, do you know what? Because the first guy said, you know what, I'm going to wipe the floor with you and all this stuff. He says, do you know those laxatives, right?
Oh, yeah. Brilliant.
Take those pills, right? Yeah. And you have them, and then all you cleans you out and you've got a poo for ages. Oh. I'm going to go through you like that.
Dillian White was like, bit weird, mate.
Yeah. It's weird. A weird analogy, isn't it? So detailed.
I feel like you could undercut anything with a bit weird, mate, and it just that just really brings you down a peg or two. You know?
I think that would ruin anyone in any situation. Yeah. If they said
weird, mate.
Bit weird, mate. Anyway. In with it anyway.
I think that would always be where we were doing like stand-up or something. And just sort of come out and do it. A bit weird, mate. And I'll just go, I would crumble. It is a bit weird.
Why have you said that?
I'll be assessed.
What have you said? Why have you said that? God.
Okay.
It really cuts deep, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's along the lines of, I hate this. Anyone who says, cool story, bro.
Get out of here.
Do you know I've gone to the effort of trying to sort of contribute to the conversation with an anecdote. What have you done? Or you just turned up with a soundbite that you've not even come up with to bring me down.
But then a little quip.
I'd rather someone call me a bellend than someone go this.
Yeah.
You go to this, look at you and go to this. Yeah, mate. Yeah. Anyway.
Really looking down their nose.
Yeah. That's real. Yeah. Yeah.
You're a bellend, so.
Thank you, mate.
Sorry. Question number two. Alfred Nobel Day is celebrated annually in which European nation?
Alfred Nobel.
So, Alfred Nobel, the guy who came up with the
Nobel Prize.
Or I think it might be a Scandinavian country.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do a lot of stuff like that.
They do a lot of stuff like that. Yeah, a
lot of prizes. Lot of celebrating.
Should we just go with like a Sweden?
Yeah, I think Sweden means
Sweden.
Yeah,
Sweden. I think if in doubt, always go Sweden. It's sort of like a safe haven, aren't they?
You know what? I think I do actually, without knowing, I've always resorted to that.
Yeah.
It's Sweden.
I just
put Sweden.
You know, there's sort of everywhere and nowhere.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But
you occasionally get a bit of an English name with Sweden as well, so it's quite safe. You know what I mean? You probably wouldn't put like Spain.
No.
Like, it's not a Spanish name. But Sweden, you can sort of...
You can kind of merge anywhere.
Yeah.
In a weird way. And also, they're not involved in anything.
No,
not involved in anything.
Other prizes.
I'm not getting involved, honestly.
Yeah.
I've always been told in a quiz, if you have a question, which is what kind of animal is so-and-so, bird, always go bird.
Oh, okay.
Always go bird.
Because it's a big spectrum.
And often has just like lots of interesting things and names that people don't know. Yes. Question number three. Les Paul and the Flying V.
How long have you been practicing that for?
I've just seen it.
Off the dome, baby.
We've never seen these questions. Les Paul and the Flying V. our body styles, and just to reiterate, you've got a gorgeous body. Les Paul and the Flying V are body styles from which guitar manufacturer?
Oh, guitar.
So, I mean, you are now in an indie band for the first time in your life. You've always wanted to do this.
Yeah.
You, by rights, should really know this.
No, I do. I have no idea, man.
Could you name a guitar manufacturer? Because I can't.
It's Fender.
Oh, you know it?
Yeah, that's Fender.
Okay. Fender. Okay.
I believe.
Oh, okay.
Question number four. Which two country singers sang together on the 1983 song Islands in the Street?
It is. So this can be our first single as the Belly Buttons. Is that not indie enough for you, maybe?
No, listen, maybe. I don't know it, but...
I think it's Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton, isn't it?
I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree.
I agree with you guys agreeing. I'm so on board with it because you guys agree. And, you know, if you guys didn't agree, I wouldn't be on board with it.
No.
But you guys straight up agree, and I'm there with you.
Very wise man.
As a wise man once said, every day's a day, and every cock, and then every day you've got to live that day.
Yeah.
So twice, but three times.
Probably three times as a charmer.
Three times as a charmer, four
times. Three times as a snake charmer.
Three times a charmer, four times is enough. All right?
Because the apple doesn't fall far from the fruit bowl.
Does it?
So, question five, final question in the round. Yeah. What does the Latin word, and this is William all over, isn't it? Finally, we've got William showing his true colours. A little bit of Latin.
Now he's got into gear.
A little bit of Latin at 9 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
What does the Latin word tempest mean in English?
And he didn't need to look this up.
Oh, so tempest, it's like...
Tempus.
Tempus.
Oh, T-E-M-P-U-S.
Tempus. P-U-S. Tempus.
I've got nothing to go off.
Tempus. And I thought tempest, you know, like Shakespeare, the tempest.
That's interesting. Should we go along those lines then? So tempest was about what? A ship or a storm?
Yeah, it's about a ship and a storm. There's strayed on an island. There's some magical folk.
Bloody hell, someone's put 50p in Elliot. Here we go. Where's all this knowledge come from?
You know, you do a bit of writing, do you, mate?
Yeah, for a drive time from that to that.
You couldn't say three numbers in a row earlier, and now you've just reeled off a Shakespearean plot. You literally struggled saying the words 2, 3, and 4 in a row. And you've now just reeled off the full plot of The Tempest by William Shakespeare.
Babe, I'm a man of many mysteries, a lot of mysteries in a man.
I don't know why this has really tickled me. It's come from nowhere. Yeah, well, that'll be William Shakespeare's 1533 play, where a ship gets lost in a storm. And obviously there's a lot of themes of jealousy and mistrust.
Yeah, there is. And status, actually. Quite a lot of status in that one. Yeah, yeah.
Or state-i.
It's quite hierarchical, if you pardon the pleas.
So, okay, but do you know what? Let's go with a storm, shall we?
Tempest.
Yeah, Tempest. Yeah, Tempest, we're looking at Tempest.
I think
it's good as guests as ever.
Yeah, I think that's good. That's good.
Okay, so that brings us to the end of the first round of the quiz. How do we think we got on there, boys?
I think we did all right. I think probably we were firing from the hip a bit, but I think we
Is that another made-up saying?
Sure, that was actually just me. That's the worst thing about it. I think we fired from the hip.
Fired from the belly button. I'll tell you what, I had a bloody good time doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know how we've done, but we've had a bloody good time.
I think we got two or three, I'd hope.
Yeah, I think three.
Yeah.
Three would be a nice start.
So, question one, December 2024 TikTok Creator Awards. Miles Laffin won the prize for the high-quality creator, but what does he clean? It is swimming pools.
Well done, boys.
Is that correct?
Amazing.
Number two, we had a bit of a punt at this, didn't we? Alfred Nobel Day is celebrated annually in which European nation? We didn't have a clue.
Well, I did. There's something in the back of my head that says Alfred Nobel was Scandinavian, but
Scandinavia. Yeah. No. And then we went off Elliot's little bit of trick, little bit of logic always Sweden.
It's always Sweden.
It's always Sweden. Alfred Nobel Day is celebrated annually in which European nation? We went with Sweden based off that. The answer is,
you've come good for us, Elliot. It's Sweden.
Is that you?
Hey! Oh, it's always Sweden.
Yeah. Really, well, that's great. That's
great. Buying everything, though, Sweden. Yeah.
Do you, out of interest, do you what do you count the Scandinavian countries to be, Elliot?
Oh, God, bloody big question for a little man like me. I'd say Finland.
Yeah.
Sweden. And it's the Netherlands. It's not Netherlands.
Denmark?
Denmark, yeah.
So I think those are the big three.
Yeah.
But I have been told, on good authority, that Iceland...
I was going to say.
It's part of it.
Yes, I think
I just thought it's so far away.
Yeah.
And Greenland, owned by Denmark.
Yep. Yeah.
Bonkers.
We do have fun.
Okay, guys, remember, it is a quiz podcast, so some of it will just be quite dry trivia.
Question number three. Les Paul and the Flying V are body styles from which guitar manufacturer? You went in decisive Fender.
I'll lick both of your belly buttons if it's not Fender. I'm so confident.
I'll tell you what.
I'll bet anything on it.
Okay, we better lift our tops up because it was actually Gibson.
All right, I'm going home. I'm going home.
Gibson.
You're joking.
Gibson.
Gibson. Gibson.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm into the I forgot you've got bloody guitars on the wall in your... It's just like ornament guitars. Yeah,
can't
you should have bought this.
Can't play them.
So why do you... Why?
Well, because I live with...
He's got about $7,000 worth of guitars on
I live with...
It's quite strange, right?
Yeah. I live with Greg.
And he don't know his Fenders from his Gibsons.
Who were? I live with Greg, who is my friend from school, who I was in Ready Salted and The Morning After and a few other short-lived bands. And sometimes we have a little strum in the evenings.
Yep. Sorry, you say other bands. Was it just you two renaming yourself?
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that what else? You've got a catalogue of bands you've been in. It's just you and Greg going, I know what's been going on for us. It's the name. Ready Salted. That's...
Do you think maybe it's the fact we've not gigged, written anything, practiced, or learned the instruments? Nah, it's a name.
It's a name. Ready Salted and kicking off. If only you'd thought of belly buttons a bit earlier. Could have been a different story.
Could have been a complete life you could have lived, mate.
Him and Greg on stage at Glastonbury headlining. With his Gibson or Fender or whatever the fuck it is.
He doesn't care, mate. He's
don't care, boy.
He's getting loads of girls.
Glastonbury, we are... Wait, what's the name again? We keep changing it.
Cheese and onion. Ah, no, we weren't that, was it? What are we? Prawn cocktails?
I'm actually allergic to that. I can't do that one, mate.
So that is our first... I mean, that was one I was banking on we were going to have, but no.
No.
That's our first drop point.
Yeah.
Question number four, the two country singers who sang Islands in the Stream. It was of course, Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. So we got that. So we're up four. And the final one, what does the Latin word tempus mean in English?
So our thinking here was that, you know, Elliot, you very, very aggressively rattled off the themes and plot of The Tempest.
I tend to do that.
So we just thought, sounds a bit like The Tempest, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Tempest. So let's go with Storm.
The answer is time.
We actually should have got that because I'm pretty sure that's what it means in the Shakespeare. Time, isn't it? Time, Tempest, The Tempest. Maybe it's the time.
Really?
Didn't work, maybe. I don't know. But it's about Storm, though. We did get that right.
So the word isn't Tempest.
Yeah. Still,
the word isn't. Maybe that's where we went wrong.
It's never been a question about The Tempest.
That's what The Tempest means, isn't it? Time, we should have got that. We should have said
I'm leading you guys down different roads, aren't I? You're like a troll under the dungeon.
You do never say it, don't you? I don't think you've ever said it. I don't think I've heard you say anything. Just like direct. Everything's a little... I like to lead you down different roads, don't I, boys? We've been firing from a hip and I like to lead you down a different road.
Bit of a mystery, mate.
Don't have a clue.
So is it about time then? Oh, a stitch in time makes a blanket. No, just tell me what it is, mate. I don't know what... Your Hinge profile must have been a maze.
Oh, mate, yeah, that's it. I've heard in like a study, they love a wise guy, and now I just baked my whole personality around that. Everywhere I go.
Yeah,
that's a wise guy. Dude. Yeah. So
and
wise.
I love that that's your interpretation of wise. Just sayings, that's what wise people do, isn't it? Sayings.
They do a lot, but they say
wise.
As a wise man once said, well, that must have been wise men do sayings.
Read it between the lines. It's a bloody good saying. A saying doesn't lie. That's another one for you.
And that for free, mate. Yeah.
Another one.
No.
Brilliant. Okay, so that brings us to the end of the general knowledge round. And and
I'm just sorry. I'm just so vividly picturing him just actually out and about trying to get through life just with saying, just going to the supermarket, having difficult conversations with his girlfriend about where the relationship's going.
Yeah. Look, breaking is just a part of the instrument of confining the laws of what is.
And I don't want either of us to have ever led anyone up or down the garden paths.
And if you went the wrong path, you go to the wrong garden, then you go to the wrong house. Where you live in, the wrong place.
Right, you're dumped.
So at the end of the first round, general knowledge, we have a score of 3 out of 5, which I think is a really solid start. General knowledge can sometimes be a bit of a... can sometimes be a bit all or nothing, can't it? You can get a bit unlucky with it. But I think we've done all right there to hold our own.
And I think it's really reinforced my... initial thoughts that William is a very sophisticated young man.
Yeah. Yeah, what did we think of his sort of choice of questions? A decent spread there?
Lovely spread,
William. lovely spread at the Poppy and Pint. Yeah. I think the only thing that isn't matching up with my image of William is a no. Because actually the TikTok thing matches up because it's about swimming pools, okay? Yeah. And, you know, he knows his Latin. He's into country music. Yeah. I think he's a sophisticated country gentleman. But what I don't get is this bloody 9 o'clock start. Hello, Jake here. Sorry for interrupting the podcast. Just wanted to do a call out, really, for the budding pub quiz masters out there. If you are a pub quiz master or you know a pub quiz master, send your quiz in to liamandjakequiz@gmail.com. We want to have about 4 rounds of your quizzes, maybe about 5 questions each. Try not to put any picture rounds in there. Try not to do too much topical stuff. But other than that, anything goes. Send them in to liamandjakequiz@gmail.com.
Elliot, here we go. Round 2, film and TV.
Look,
this is what you've been begging for.
Yeah.
Oh, you gave it the big sell at the start.
Brilliant.
This guy is a film buff.
Oh, God.
So, question 1 in round 2, film and TV.
Yeah.
Which film did Christian Bale feature in 2004, 1 year before undertaking a physical transformation to star as Batman in Batman Begins? So Christian Bale film in 2004.
Okay. Oh, bloody hell, mate.
Which film did Christian Bale feature in 2004, 1 year before undertaking a physical transformation to star as Batman?
I'm assuming because he's included the physical transformation, but I'm guessing it's sort of notable because he probably had quite a different physique at this point. I imagine it's maybe been used as a bit of a comparison of...
I think there was a film where he had to get really, really skinny. So there's an image in my mind where he's sort of like...
Topless.
He's topless. Yeah, he's arched over and you can see his back.
Yeah, you see the ribs.
We're so close to this.
Yes.
And that's the...
Prisoners?
Getting closer. It's not The Fighter, is it? So he was in one with... everybody's name is escaping me now. He was in one where he was playing like a boxing coach. I don't think it's that actually, no. This one is where he is doubled over and he's got, oh, this is really...
Is it? Yes, I know what you mean. Is Prisoner the one though with bloody, what's his name? Really hot dude. Big eyes, lovely eyes. And he's got the, what's his name?
I'll be honest with you, I was on this train of thought with you and I'm just lost now.
Sorry.
We were thinking
he's
about
gorgeous. No, with the thighs, in big thighs, you know the one.
Big thighs, lovely eyes. Big thighs, lovely eyes, never lies.
Oh, who's the guy in Les Mis? Who's the main guy? Bloody thingy bob.
Russell Crowe?
No, the main, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
It's Hugh Jackman and I think that's Prisoners.
Let's go Prisoners. We don't know.
Do you feel like this answer's in your head somewhere and you can find it, or is it scrambling?
I have a feeling by the end of the 5 questions,
you might know it.
Then we might have a...
Okay, well, we can come back to it if you... So question number 2. Mm-hmm. Which Looney Tunes character has the middle name of Ethelbert?
Ethelbert, Looney Tunes.
What cartoons were you into as a kid?
I like South Park.
I
liked Family Guy.
Of course he did.
I liked Ed and Eddie. That was a young Ed and Eddie dude. But to be honest, I was more into like...
When I said as a kid, I sort of did mean like kids' cartoon. Were you watching what, Family Guy, age 5?
I matured at a very young age. What did I watch as a kid? Do you know what I got really into? Is like Zoe 101. I was so into that.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was not a cartoons kid. I like Zoe 101. I like Hey Sure, Just Have Water. Like those were the...
I don't know any of these things.
Yep. If you wanna play, come and play today. Let's just get away. Yeah. Never watch it.
For those of you who can't see what's going on, as he sang that, he had sort of like an underhand gun finger sort of wobbling in a sort of faux R&B style.
And he was singing with like one lip, and he was sort of only one lip was sort of going up
there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On the corner, like it was on a bit of string.
Yeah, he was sort of like a Cornish Elvis. Right, if you play, you ain't nothing but a hound dog.
The trippy band, I mean,
a man with a twitch feeding a horse. Very that, and a lot of eye contact.
Or you learn from the old geezers down the pub, you know. That's
what channels were you watching these on?
Nickelodeon.
Okay.
Well, you didn't watch Nickelodeon.
A CBBC boy.
Oh, really?
A CBBC boy, yeah.
Mm. You're 31. CBBC must have been, was it quite a new channel when you were? I'm genuinely not taking a piss at it. Was it quite a new channel?
How was it? Sat with your fossils, just watching.
How old are you, Elliot?
I'm 25. Yeah.
25. You're all right. Go. Oh yeah. Okay. So I'm 6 years older than you. 7 years older than you. Squid. Yeah. What am I doing here? What am I doing here?
You can't have a grind. We're talking about Nickelodeon.
I make William Whittleton look like a spring chicken. Yeah. So my favourite cartoon.
That's what
he's
having for dinner.
My favourite cartoon.
Classic William.
My favourite cartoon as a kid was those Victorian tubes with slits in them that you sort of spin them round and you see the animation.
Well, yeah.
You draw them yourself as well.
Just a little flip book. CBBC, actually, to be fair, the CBBC channel was quite new when
I was genuinely.
You seem so condescending.
So, like,
I know.
Big programmes for me were The Queen's Nose, okay. Bernard's Watch.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, remember Bernard's Watch? He was a dweeb. No, he's a little boy. He's a little boy. Oh, he's got a little stopwatch.
Yep.
And when he stops it, he can stop time.
Yeah.
And what did he do with it?
What did he do?
He would honestly just get the stuff done for his mum that he said he'd do but didn't have time to do.
Real
dweeb.
Right, yeah, so to the point, did any of you watch Looney Tunes?
Which Looney Tunes character had the middle name Ethelbert? I think it's the guy with the gun who was always trying to go and hunt
Bugs Bunny.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen Looney Tunes?
You know what? That does fit in with William. William could be a farmer. William, and yes. If this farmyard character, in which you speak of, has got this sort of, yeah, I think we go with the farmer.
Elmer Fudd, I think his name is.
Elmer
Ethelbert Fudd.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Elmer Fudd. Well.
Yeah, it does sound quite good. Question three. Sean Parker and Armie Hammer play which twins in the 2010 film The Social Network?
Social Network.
So it's those twins who were rowers that they say they came up with Facebook before Mark Zuckerberg.
Right.
I'm confused that they're called Sean Parker and Arnie Hammer because Sean Parker was actually a character in The Social Network.
Yeah.
So
you think there could be a bit of an error?
I think there's an error in the question. I really do.
That's bold, considering he's done this quiz. I'm excited about this.
Hear me out. The question says, Sean Parker and Arnie Hammer play which twins in the 2010 film The Social Network?
Yeah.
By that, I would think they're saying the these are the actors and they play some twins, right?
Yeah, yeah.
However, in The Social Network, Sean Parker is a character played by Justin Timberlake, I believe, who founded Napster and got in on the Facebook stuff. So he's a character in on himself. Yeah, yeah. Arnie Hammer, I don't know who that is. Armie Hammer, in fact, is the name.
Yeah.
I'm very confused.
Well, this is exciting. This could be a first.
Even our producer is actually taking his headphones off. I think he agrees with me.
No, this is exciting. Well,
I'm going to say, and I know this is bold, and we've never done it before.
This is exciting.
But I'm actually going to say for the first time that I think there is an error in the question sent in by William Whittlington.
This is exciting.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Wow.
This is can I also say, Jake, this is quite sexy from you.
Really?
I like this. We've got a quiz master, a real quiz, isn't it? And William Whittington as well. He's no pushover.
Yeah.
And you've got it wrong. And
I think it might be my nerdiest. Nerdiest moment of
no,
all time.
No, it's not. This is sexy.
No, I felt like you slapped your dick
he's
on
put,
the table.
Yes, he's put his foot. Yeah, I've never said
it. You shout from the hip, slap your dick on the table, and all's well that ends well. And that's Shakespeare.
Oh God, I'm stuck. I'm stuck in a loop.
That's another saying.
For God's sake, man. I'm going to say everything really direct now. Everything I say is going
to
be...
I don't think you'll be able to. I think you don't realise what sayings and what isn't that.
I think...
The lines are blurred.
You didn't know what one is. I think back in the medieval times, you'd have been a travelling bard. Just sort of going from village to village, just sort of screaming random phrases, collecting a couple of shillings, and off you go to the next place.
That's Elliot me. He does what he does. He doesn't do what he does do.
And he's known as the wise man. Yeah. A travelling wise man. Comes into town, there's a few sayings. Off you go.
A wise man once said, it wasn't once though, it was every bloody second Tuesday.
How's he making a living?
Oh, so, well, this is unprecedented. We are, on Jake's request, we're going to override the question.
Yeah, and if we are correct about it being wrong, we're going to give ourselves a point, I think.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Question number four. Which 1984 mockumentary follows a British band on their comeback tour of the US?
Bit of pressure here now for us to get the comedy question, isn't there?
Oh, is it a comedy?
Yeah.
Is it
a mockumentary?
Oh, of course, yeah.
I need you to get this, okay? Because by you not knowing this, it's really going to feed into my insecurity about being so much older than you guys. I need you for my own self-esteem. It's imperative that you get this.
1984.
We're talking about a mock. I do know the answer, by the way. But this is important that you know it.
Mate, we're younger, innit? We've had so much. We've got time to learn these things.
Yeah.
So I think.
Look at him trying so hard not to speak in sayings. I've never seen him concentrate
really
so much.
Did you say time is on our side?
He nearly.
His vein popping out my voice.
He's got a vein going. His head's shaking. He went cross-eyed.
I started turning into a Dalek as well. I don't think we need to. I think you know.
Yeah.
Don't torture us with.
The one being tortured, feeling like just because it's from the 80s, you guys don't know it. Spinal Tap.
Okay, cool.
Spinal Tap. Brilliant. They're making a Spinal Tap too, actually.
Oh, then.
Yeah.
How'd you know that?
He's in the biz, boy.
Yeah, he's in the biz.
Question number five.
What is the name of the soap salesman whom the narrator forms a fight club with in the film Fight Club?
Did he need to say whom there?
Whom? No.
You never need to say whom.
That is a
no. You never ever need whom. Yeah. It is just. Yeah.
Let's see if it would have worked with just who.
What is the name of the soap salesman who the narrator forms a fight club with in the film Fight Club?
Yeah, perfect, isn't it? So Fight Club characters. Tyler Durden is. Brad Pitt's definitely one of the actors, yeah.
But he was, funnily enough, also the name of a soap salesman.
Tyler Durden is, I've got a really hack thing to say here.
Go on, hack it.
I would like to talk about this question, but I think the first rule is we shouldn't talk about this question.
Yeah.
God, I hate myself.
So who are we putting this on?
He quite liked it. He didn't mind it.
I liked it because you realised how awful it was.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
Yeah, at least self-awareness. Yeah. So I know that Tyler Durden is Brad Pitt's character.
Yeah.
However, I don't believe he's the soap salesman, is he? I think that, well, maybe he is. I'm trying to think, is Ed Norton's character the soap salesman or is Brad Pitt's character the soap salesman? Either way, I can't remember Ed Norton's character's name. So we probably can go with Tyler Durden.
Well, okay, let's go with that. And that brings us to the end of the film and TV round. So, which film did Christian Bale feature in 2004, a year before undertaking his physical transformation to star as Batman? It is, you guys were rummaging around, weren't you?
Yeah.
You sort of knew it in there somewhere. What did you settle on?
I think we settled on Prisoners, didn't we?
Yeah, Prisoners. Was it something about that, isn't it? It's like you're trapped.
We're going to know it. As soon as he says it, we're going to know.
Yeah, it's going to be.
The answer is The Machinist.
Oh, and there it is.
Man. Dude.
That, honestly, that's so annoying. I can see the poster now.
I saw the exact same thing.
Because it is that image of him doubled over, really, really skinny.
Yeah. No, that's annoying.
That's annoying.
Poor start. Which Looney Tunes character has the middle name of Ethelbert? Jake, what did you...
I said Elmer Fudd, which I believe is the guy that goes hunting for Bugs Bunny and various things.
The answer is Willy E. Coyote.
Wiley Coyote.
Wiley. Oh, okay. Wiley
Coyote.
Wiley E.
So the E, Wiley E. Coyote, yeah.
Wiley E. Coyote.
Jeez, yeah, that's sort of showing me off. Yeah,
we got it wrong anyway.
I don't get numbers, you don't get letters.
Yeah. Perfect combination of doing a quiz.
Question number three. This is the one we think is wrong. Sean Parker and Armie Hammer play the twins in Social Network.
So with this one, where our point comes from, whether we have correctly identified a flaw in the question, at which point we're going to do something we've never done before, and we're going to throw over to producer Sam, who has been doing the research. Sam, can you tell us, do we get a point for correctly identifying a flaw in the question?
You do.
We do? So what went wrong then? What's happened there then?
That is indeed a character from the film, Sean Parker. That's not the actor's name.
Right. Okay, so...
I think that Armie Hammer is... the actor's name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was actually Josh Pence.
Okay.
Oh right. Oh, fair enough. Well. So the Winklevoss brothers was what he was looking for, but he can start off, to be honest with you. Sorry. I mean, it's sorry, William, but you have made a mistake there. Maybe if you weren't starting the quiz at 9 o'clock, you might be a bit more awake to bloody spot these things.
Okay, so we'll give ourselves a point for that. Which 1984 mockumentary follows a British band on their comeback tour of the US? Jake correctly identified it is Spinal Tap.
Brilliant. Nice.
And finally, question five. What is the name of the soap salesman whom the narrator forms a fight club with in the film Fight Club? Jake, who did you say?
I think it's Tyler Durden, you know.
And you were correct. Wow. Jake, I'm going to be honest, mate. You've carried us that round.
Really have.
Well, you absolutely carried us. Really so that was.
It's been a long time where I've been hoping, dreaming, wishing that I get you to look me in the eye and say, Jake, I find you sexy. And it happened in that round. It happened in that round. We don't need to record the rest of the podcast now.
Yeah, yeah. So that is another 3 out of 5 for us on that. Boys, I think this is quite solid.
I think we did well.
I think this is solid. Well,
with all that
you said, you're not a quizzer. This is good.
I know. I've shot him with Sweden, which is a good one. I think the rest is just I think I'm doing better. This is the best I've ever done. I think.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling good. I think it's
that's a really damning indictment to how you've done previously. Then
it was. Yeah. I mean, I've had some terrible, terrible cold nights.
I see you as the Bez of the quiz team.
Was
Bez in the Happy Mondays, who basically just took all the drugs and played the maracas, but was always with them from the start to the end.
I'm a boy.
He didn't play an instrument, but the vibe of the band would never have been the same. And he was there from the start to the end.
That is exactly who I am. You guys are the DJs, and I'm the MC that just shouts, "Is everyone having a good night, yeah?" You know what I mean?
Is that you farting at the end? Sorry, I don't know what that was. Let's have a little pause from all the quizzing because, Elliot, you've had a remarkable year. I met you online and I've just like, sort of like, we were both, sort of, I mean, you had been doing online sketches a little bit longer than me, but I've just watched you sort of blow up, do some amazing stuff. When did you start doing all that stuff?
I think it was TikTok first. So it's TikTok, I think about a year ago now. Mm. And then I started posting some stuff on there and it went okay.
Yeah.
Some of them went a few viral ones. I didn't really take it very seriously, but it's only like about 2-3 months ago now, Instagram, I started posting on there properly. I was posting for about 9 months before anything was working out.
So 9 months of just very little traction, no views, nothing like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And what were you doing before all the social media stuff?
I did stand-up comedy. So I did, stand-up comedian basically. So I was doing the whole circuit in London. And that was great fun. I had loads of fun. But then, I'm liking the online stuff at the moment. A lot more, but I would love to take that to stand up in the future and then have my
and can people see you doing any live stand up soon?
Not soon, no.
Not soon.
End of question.
Don't try. No, not soon.
How fucking dare you? Not soon. I think in April I'm gonna do my tour. I'm thinking April.
Yeah, you gonna do that dance on the tour as well?
Yeah, mate. I used to body pop, mate.
Did you used to?
Genuinely, used to body pop. I used to think it was sick. I used to teach myself. Do you body pop?
Basically, so we were out last night, me and Squiddy, we were out with my friend from school, Julian.
Yeah.
And Julian, who doesn't normally say very complimentary things about me to my other mates.
Yeah.
He said to Squiddy, he was like, you know, Jake's really good at body popping.
But they were really sincere about it. And I got to Jake, and Jake was like, I body pop.
Honestly, I got such performance anxiety and I couldn't deliver.
He got up, I went, do it. He stood up. I didn't ask him to stand up, but he stood up and he went, honestly.
At 1 o'clock in the morning in a pub in Southwark.
And he literally, it was so bad.
It was a terrible.
But what was bad about it was he really tried. and he did like a deep breath before. And then he did like a little sort of wiggle of the shoulder and the head. And then about 2 seconds in, he bailed out and he went, no, it's not working. I haven't warmed up.
Yeah, literally, it was like, no, it's not right. I just can't. I haven't got the right shoes on. The floor's not right for it. No,
his jacket's a bit tight.
Floor's a nightmare.
Oh, that was funny. I forgot about that. That was really good. It's not often because you're quite a confident and outgoing guy and you're sort of happy to be quite loud. That was one of the first times I've seen you actually embarrassed.
Was there a circle? So did you get a circle?
No one was interested. It was just me.
No. There was no
the
circle.
The one-man dance.
Yeah.
Just...
Yeah.
But honestly, it was like, it's one of the few times I've seen you embarrass yourself.
Oh, I was
but like feel embarrassed.
Yeah, I felt it. I'm feeling it now. Anyway, back to you and your comedy.
Yes.
Sorry. I love when anyone can, you know, finally get to a point where comedy is their full-time job. Mm. What I'm interested in, though, is I can't imagine you at a desk in an office. Did you ever have that sort of life?
Oh, mate, I was working for a tech company just before.
Yeah.
I was so shit. The worst thing is, I'm not a smart man. And I like got 5 GCSEs.
Five.
And I was working out for this tech.
How's that? Is that legal?
That's all you need, five.
Five. Yeah, that's all you need. Thank you, mate. You're like my dad after on results day. That's all you need.
The whole family dejected. He had got into where he was to go. That's all you need, mate. It's for good five. The big five. You can redo maths next year. PE, drama, geography. That's all you need, boy.
That's all you need, lad.
What did you get in sayings?
Phil.
An A. Not a real module, Dad.
I was working for a tech company. Absolutely bloody tragic, mate. It was awful. And I was working out people's payslips. So
they were loving it in that company, weren't they?
They honestly.
With your business studies GCSE.
No, I didn't get that. I got F in business.
Wow.
Tragic, dude.
Really?
Tragic. Yeah. Wow. Really fucking terrible.
Do, out of interest, were you trying?
Oh my God, can I swear on this, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're rock and roll, baby.
I was going to say halfway through is a bit late as well. Like,
he's body popping, you're swearing.
Yeah.
Couple of goofers.
So, were you trying?
Was I trying?
Yeah. Like,
oh, bloody hell, I was trying.
Really? So you tried and got an
F? I managed to blag myself in.
Mm.
And then I was doing customer, they were like, oh, and also you've got to do finances.
Sorry, I mean, were you trying when you got the F in business studies?
Oh, no.
Yeah, okay, fire.
No, God, no, that's nothing fucking... I wasn't a good school kid. I was a bit crazy.
Way, yeah.
A bit of a class clown.
Yeah.
Standing on the tables, what's he going to do next?
Standing on the tables? Crazy?
Yeah.
Really?
I was rock and roll.
So you've got some stand-up brewing.
So this year I've got a stand-up tour coming, an Early Friends stand-up tour that we're hopefully going to do in London, Bristol, and hopefully Manchester as well.
Bloody brilliant. Who are the friends? Yeah. Can we be your mates?
My friends.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah.
Can we come on, can we come on the tour?
We were, yeah. Do you want to come on tour?
Genuinely?
Would you actually?
Yeah, all right, I'll do
it. Let's do it.
Well, can we have 5 minutes each?
Yeah, 5 minutes each.
All right,
I'm going to see who's best.
It's competition.
Oh, yeah. A crowd.
It's our 5 minutes of stand-up, though.
Body popping.
Yeah. We'll do 5 minutes of body popping each.
And Jake's like crying.
No, I just don't have the right shoes. Lots of exciting stuff coming up, but not as exciting, I would say, as William's third and final round of the quiz. Here we go. No. Who better than the rugby lad himself to help us out with the sport round? From what we know of William, is this sport round going to be polo and hunting? Is it going to be fox hunting and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, maybe like cricket.
Cricket, yeah.
I'm thinking he likes cricket. Maybe bowls for William.
Maybe, if he's a bit of an older gentleman.
Yeah.
I'm going to just go out on a limb here. I don't think cricket goes into the posh sports category.
I think it probably does, mate.
I think up north it is not a posho sport.
What, so all the geezers up north play cricket?
Yeah, mate.
I don't think...
Yeah.
No.
Cricket is absolute geezers, mate.
No. Geezers are not geezers. There is no way. They wear knitted things. They knit, brother. They can't be the geezers.
Right, first and foremost, just because you wear knitted things, you don't have to knit it yourself. That's not a prerequisite.
Well, that's not the rule, is it? I've been knitting my own garments for years.
I've wasted a lot of time knitting.
Also, that's not really justifying it, is it?
Don't worry, he is cool. He doesn't knit it himself. Oh, what, Benny McCardigan? Yeah, he doesn't knit it himself, mate. He is bloody cool.
Outsource.
What's a posher sport, rugby or cricket?
Cricket.
You really think so?
I think so. Wow. I personally think so. Countryside-wise, it's like cricket is the one... It's like in the... You know, it's in a little field.
You're right. It's like village cricket, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's more of a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, from where we are, like rugby is much more... I don't really associate any sort of poshness with rugby.
It's only universally known because everyone knows a posh rugby lad. A lot of posh people are involved in the sport.
Yeah.
But where from, it's not actually a lot of posh people play the sport. Yeah.
I think British Asian people who play cricket, there's there's a lot of non-posh people playing it, basically, is what I think. Yep. Maybe I'm talking about city cricket.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they had.
They've got city cricket big time.
Really?
Fair enough.
Round three, sport round. Question number one: the price of a punnet. Okay. I think we're straight into
we
Williams.
Know William
we're
now.
Straight into we Williams.
Are. There is no ambiguity over William anymore.
What's he gonna do? Is he gonna do a Premier League question? Yeah. Is he gonna do a little bit of rugby? Yeah. Question number one: the price of a punnet of Wimbledon strawberries and cream has remained the same since 2010. At what price? Have you anyone been to Wimbledon?
No, I haven't.
I haven't even. No.
Do you?
No.
I haven't. I've got one fact about Wimbledon, which is that the men's trophy has a pineapple on top of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you know the reason behind it?
Well, basically, back in the day, when pineapples were first coming to the UK, they thought, we just couldn't believe it. They thought it was the most incredible thing. Yeah. And it didn't get eaten. It just got used as sort of like a party piece. Wow. So it was like a status symbol. So you'd get it at dinner parties.
I suppose it does look quite exotic.
Yeah, you'd pay the equivalent of like, today in today's money, like maybe like 5 to 10K to rent a pineapple and have it in the middle of your dinner party to show off to your mates. And so you see a lot of like statues in London, which have weirdly have pineapples in them because they're seen as like a status symbol. So it's just to sort of like symbolize affluence and status.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, that's mad. Yeah, it's mad. Yeah.
It's not sexy, but it's interesting.
Yeah.
I thought you'd say, no, it is sexy. So I had no idea what, what I mean, this really relies going to Wimbledon, isn't it?
Same price since 2010.
Yeah.
So what could you charge in 2010? I suppose Wimbledon is quite...
What would you do?
I would say about £3.
Yeah.
Depends on the type. You know what I mean?
Of what? Cream?
Yeah.
Strawberries.
Strawberries and cream. Yeah. Because if they're big strawberries, you get these, I've seen these foul strawberries before, and I think I'm probably going to pay, you know, box office for that.
Yeah, true.
Like, I wouldn't. But if you get the little ones, and it depends on the cream, is it corn?
I bet that's the difference, because there's no way it's the same portion and the same price since 2010. I bet portion sizes have gone down.
Triplation, mate.
Yeah.
How about we go...
You've got to remember that this is, like, the famous thing to buy there, which means they can rack up the premium, like, up the prices.
It is true.
But how about a fiver? Because if they're doing
That's what I was going
to say. £5 note, you know what I mean? I can't imagine them messing about with, like, pound coins and all that. Just fiver, and they've just kept it at that, because, you know, take your fiver.
I like that logic.
Two for a tenner as well.
Yeah. Oh, you can say that. It's nice. That's nice to say, isn't it?
It's all done on the notes. It's all done on the notes.
It's a nice saying for him to stick in there. Also, two for a ten is a saying, so...
He knew he had a money one in there.
Yes.
Under the table.
Let's do number two. Which cricketer won the... Yeah, you know what, it is posh. Which cricketer won the Bob Willis Trophy as he was recognised as England Player of the Year at the 2024 Cricket Writers Club Award? What a mouthful of a question.
Freddie Flintoff.
Is it? You know the answer?
Don't know, but I doubt he's a cricket player.
He is a cricket player. I don't know if he would be player of the year, seeing as he maybe retired about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
He was a 15, mate.
Well, when did he retire?
When was the League of Their Own side? When did he...
About 15 years ago.
Yeah, okay, right. Bloody hell, feel old.
I don't know. I think, Ben Stokes is always big on his list. People seem to like him, don't they?
It's one of the only ones I can name that, really.
Yeah, I used to follow a bit of cricket, but I just can't name anyone anymore.
Ben Stokes.
It is lovely watching a day of cricket.
Is it? I'd love to go with you two, actually.
I've heard it's a really nice day.
I'd really like to.
Yeah. People have always been like, I've got friends who are like, I'm not even that into cricket, but it's just a lovely day out. If you're in the sun, with a few beers, take a picnic.
Yep.
A bit bevy.
Yeah. Keep the commentary on as well, so you sort of have a bit of an idea what's going.
They're sort of dipping it out a bit.
You're dipping it out.
Can you just walk out?
Go for a walk.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sure it is.
You sort of wonder for a minute what you're paying for, but you know.
I've been circling the grounds.
I've not seen any cricket at all.
Not on the field of play, but don't got to walk there.
Also, the chants are so meek comparatively to football. You'll see a player on the boundary close to you, and it won't be like, ref's a wanker, this, that, and the other. It'll be like, Stokesy, give us a wave. Stokesy, give us a wave. We'll turn around, give you a wave, and it'll be like, yeah, he gave us a wave. Highlight of the bloody day.
Really?
Yeah, brilliant. Get in and give us a
wave.
There's
a bit about football.
Give us a wave.
Yeah, but not so sort of tuneful.
No. Also, they don't want a wave.
No.
Yeah. They want something else.
It's a bit mockery, really. It's not like, we're making you do this, and then they do it, and it's like, you waved at us. Look at him waving, you idiot.
Who waves anymore?
Oh, we're just going to be told you to wave. You've waved. That's it, boy.
Loser.
A backbone.
Get out of here. Get back on the bench.
Question number three. Speaking of chants, this is interesting. We've got a chant question. Which Ivorian former Premier League striker has a chant to the tune of Come On Feel the Noise by Slade? Do you know Come On Feel the Noise?
Can you sing it for me?
Come on, feel the noise. Girls, grab your boys. We'll get wild, wild, wild. Wild, wild, wild.
Can I just say, by the way, that was beautiful.
It was good.
Oh, no, really?
You actually, I can't sing. You naturally there... harmonise. Your voices naturally in an alchemy sort of. Yeah, that's beautiful.
How can you not count and know the word alchemy? I just don't understand you. What do you
mean? I'm an anomaly, mate. I'm an anomaly.
Anomaly, another one. We don't sing often together, but when we do, there is a magic in the air.
Yeah,
I see it.
And also, I know we were quick to take the piss earlier. Your singing was good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all gum fingers and that was, you know.
Brought a little bit of a style to it.
But
unorthodox.
But the actual voice was lovely.
Yeah,
are you a singer? Do you some singing?
No, mate, no. Belly buttons never took off. This is it.
Didn't you do drama at university?
I did, I went to drama school, yeah.
Did any singing involved in that?
Yeah, we actually had to get up in front of, oh, God.
Go on, tell us.
You know when you think of a memory and you cringe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really get that little...
It's called popping.
Yeah.
It's called wake up in the morning for me, really.
Well, it's kind of like a normal day for you, Jake, where you just sort of, it's. I had to sing in front of school, and I had to sing for some reason, picked a depressing song. Don't know why, because I was known as the funny guy. And I had to sing, do you know the song by Glenn Hansard? If you don't mind, leave.
Oh, God. Please, look us in the eye again, please. I want one eye on each of us.
Sing it.
Yeah. Sing it for us.
This is really going to be tragic. Oh, okay, this is. Imagine this, yeah, and you've got
sing.
Four people. Okay. Okay. If you don't mind, leave. But I'm doing this right, and I have a girl on the other side of the stage. You are a horrid, horrid man. You are turning into the people you hate. That's going to zoom on this guy. Oh, God. No, I can't. It was...
Go on. It felt the worst. Well, hey.
It was the worst day of my life. And also, there was
Did it go down well, though? Was it a bit of a cheer at the end?
Hey.
Encore.
It was...
Give us a wave.
It was a little bit.
Elliot, give us a wave. Stop waving, you fucking twat. Get off.
Why is he crying and waving?
So it's part of the character. It's part of the character. Oh, mate. One of those awful moments.
Oh,
yeah, fucking try. Yeah. But the worst thing is there was a girl in the and I picked the song because there was a girl in the crowd that I sort of fancied my year. And, oh, God. Just pretty.
Oh, really? So you were like sort of subliminally.
In my head, I thought, you know what? I'm always the funny guy. I'm always the goofy goof.
No, what a shit.
Let's try show them. Let's try show them. Specifically.
Specifically.
In a non-threatening way.
Let's try show them. It's not a sentence.
It is, mate. It is. You understand.
Yeah. It is, boy. Come down to where we're from. That's a very intellectual sentence.
Where we're from, that's a paragraph.
Oh, God. Love it, mate. Love it, yeah. Really bad.
Oh, mate.
Really
bad. That's great. Thank you for sharing that. That's I really took some. That really took
that's,
some.
That's the lead clip. Please, smiling, was it? Please, die.
He's dope.
I do actually know the answer.
Go on, then, mate.
Come on, Wilfred Barney. Well, score some goals for Swansea. He goes wild, wild, wild.
Barney Swansea. Yeah. Barney and Swansea.
Mate, that was really, really
It's not the rhyme, is it?
No, Barney and Swansea. I don't know, Wilfred Bonney. The answer is Wilfred Bonney.
And it rhymes with Swansea-ish.
No, that's just what they say. I didn't write it.
We'll go through your rhyming structure there, mate. It just doesn't feel like you've nailed that.
Go back to the drawing board.
That's brilliant knowledge from you, Squiddy. I really like that.
That's very good.
Question number four, which two London stadiums host NFL fixtures? So I know that Tottenham Hotspur Stadium is definitely one.
The London Stadium.
Well, West Ham.
So it's two London stadiums.
I'm guessing the other one's Wembley, isn't it?
No, yeah, that makes sense.
You into American football? You seem like the sort of bloke it would be.
Really?
Yeah. What? You seem like the sort of guy that sort of like stays up late watching American football, into mate, American stuff.
No, dude. No. That's
insulting.
Well, yeah, that's insulting, dude.
I'm just glad you guys know what I mean by the sort of, you know, those guys that are really into American stuff. Like they order Lucky Charm cereal, like,
and they always wear really big jerseys.
So we think Tottenham and we've Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and then
Wembley.
Wembley, right? Great.
Wait.
Simon Squibb's in the building.
You did play Squibb. You did a Squibb.
Not a squid. Question number five. Final question of William's quiz. Which footballer is the top all-time goal scorer for Spain? Which footballer is the top all-time goal scorer for Spain?
You're a footballer, then.
When boys are around, when you lads are around, yeah.
I'm
now, right now, I am.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm into it.
I'm like that as well, and I'm worried that if too many of us that just get into football just so that we've got something to say are around each other, we talk about something that we just think the other person wants to talk about.
No, you do. I think 50% of football fans just want to fit in.
Wow.
I think they just want to be loved, when you think of it.
Yeah.
Because why are they so angry? Why are they yelling shit?
Yeah, I hate
what, What's happened? I think it's...
Why are you that cross?
Yeah. Why are you getting that cross?
Why are you that cross, mate? So, all-time top goal scorer for Spain. Do you know this one?
I can have a punt, but I'm a...
Who's on your list?
On the list is... David Villa.
Okay.
Or... I was thinking maybe Fernando Torres.
Torres feels like a good one.
Torres, maybe.
I don't know all time. I don't know about all time. That, in a nutshell, is the life of a man who has a vague understanding of football just to join in. He's sat on the end. He's waiting for someone to say, should we get another player? And he's here for the beer, really, more than the chat. And he's just repeated what you've said, but in a way that makes it sound like it's his own thought.
Torres. That's exactly what I've done.
Are we getting another round? Or Torres? Or
I'll get these one, boys. I'll have a think while I'm at the bar.
Coming back. Was it Torres in the end?
No, I didn't think it was.
I didn't think it was.
Google's it at the bar. Do you know what? I've had a brain wave. It's Torres. We'll move on. So, should we go? I think Fernando Torres is a great shout,
mate. Sure. Yeah, Torres is definitely it, mate.
Okay, well, that brings us to the end of the rounds. Let's do the answers for our final round, the sport round.
Okay.
And then see how we got on overall. So, question number one. The price of a punnet of Wimbledon strawberries and cream has remained the same price since 2010. At what price? We said a fiver.
You actually said £3 originally.
I said £3 is what I pay. Now, the price is £2.50.
Wow.
That's good. That's a good little buy.
And maybe, you know what? You know you said two for a tenner? Maybe we were sort of... Is it similar logic, but just sort of down a scale, innit? Sort of two for a fiver.
Two for a fiver, yeah. You know? I think that's what's happened.
Because you normally probably would bite in twos, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
yeah, you really would.
Yeah, yeah, but well, that's good. It's nice to see not getting ripped off everywhere.
When did you become 50? I don't know
where.
there's just one safe haven in this bloody country where you're not getting ripped off.
Which cricketer won the Bob Willis Trophy and was England's Player of the Year 2024? Who was the only player we could name?
We just said Fenn Stokes.
Yeah, it's Gus Atkinson. I would never have got that.
No, that's been not good.
You just got to let them ones go, ain't you?
Yeah.
The Ivorian striker who has a chance to come on Feel the Noise by Slade.
You knew this one, mate. Yeah, so Wilfred Bonny.
Yeah, Wilfred Bonny.
Was it Wilfred Bonny?
Yeah, it was Wilfred
Bonny. Fantastic.
We got one there. The two stadiums at OSNFL features, Wembley and the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Exactly what we put.
We said the London Stadium.
We said Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Yeah, we did say Tottenham Hotspur.
Yeah, no, we knew it was Tottenham Hotspurs, but we called it the London Stadium.
No, we didn't. On my sheet, I wrote down Tottenham.
We get that.
I do want to, because there will be, but London Stadium is actually West Ham's, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't worry, we got
I said West Ham at some point.
Yeah.
I'm over.
So I just want to acknowledge, it's called the Tottenham Hotspur. Yeah. I was thinking of Tottenham's ground, but
I think.
Can we have it? Don't worry. No. And which footballer was the all-time top goal scorer for Spain?
So we had a few things.
My instinct was David Villa.
It was your instinct.
I then said Fernando Torres, which Elliot was emphatic on.
I went.
I think you repeated it three times, didn't you?
Three times.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Different expression levels as well.
Yeah. To show it was like a different train of thought going on in each. Yeah. You were bouncing. You bounced around probably about 40 different players in there, didn't you? And each time you went, Fernando Torres. Fernando Torres.
And then randomly, for no reason at all, just said, "Don't hate the player, hate the game."
The answer was David Villa.
Mate, so do you know what?
You got with my instinct.
I was going to support your instinct as well, but you guys kept waffling on my
Yeah.
Friends. I thought
it was my fault, wasn't it?
It was
my fault for being the only one that knew the answer. Yeah, the nightmare, isn't it? Nightmare. So at the end of that round, we scored 2 out of 5. So that brings us to the end of the quiz. So our overall score out of 15 is. An 8.
That's decent.
Mate, that's not bad. It's over 50%. Obviously, one of them came from a duff question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do a little quick review of that quiz. Jake, do you want to give Elliot the criteria?
Yeah, absolutely. So we like to have a little assessment of the quiz.
Yeah.
William, I thought, did a lovely job. Sort of tell William's world, and I like it. I'd like to go for a pint of ale at the Poppy and Pint one day, William. So if you get in touch and let us know when's good for you. We'll try and make the diaries work.
Probably
good.
Probably about 2 in the morning on a Wednesday. Just when the quiz is finishing.
One more round. No more rounds.
So Elliot, in terms of playability, out of 10, what would you give Williams Quiz?
I would out of 10, I think Williams does solid. Williams done a solid job. I think I'd probably go straight for a 6.5.
6.5. That's a solid score.
Yeah, that's.
I think people forget actually in terms of the out of 10 rating that 5 is average.
Five is good.
Five is good. It's average.
He's 1.5 marks above average.
Absolutely.
That's a solid lead.
Yeah. The playability, do you think there was maybe a few too many things that might be for a more tweed wearing audience in there?
I think I don't own enough tweed. I think there were some certain things that weren't. Maybe there was more rounds, lots of more rounds, maybe, you know.
There were more rounds, we were just chatting too much shit.
I don't think it's fair, but we say William Whittington, I wouldn't recommend his quiz because he only does 3 out of 5 questions. That is the format required for an hour podcast.
That's on us.
That is not on William.
So, criteria number two.
Yes.
Criteria number two is range of subjects. What do you reckon?
I thought the range of subjects was good.
Yeah?
I'd give him a 7 for that.
Give him a 7 for that?
Yeah, I think he went from Snapchat to bloody Torres, mate. He's doing it all.
Yeah, I missed the Snapchat one. Yeah, I don't think there was a single Snapchat question in there. Have you been here?
Oh, mate, TikTok. You did the TikTok one, didn't he? He talked to cleaning pools, wasn't it?
How hammered are you? What did you do? You do TikTok one, the fucking Snapchat. You know, oh, actually.
So Snapchat you if you're not careful. Why? What's going on?
He had a good range for Snapchat.
Did anyone say the word Snapchat?
Oh, did you ever say big while I was speaking for a minute? What's Snapchat? Have I missed the Snapchat question?
That's lighting all of you.
And finally, general good vibes of the quiz out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Yeah. 10 out of 10.
That's what matters. That's
we've had an absolute ball playing your quiz, William. We really have. And if you want to check out William's quiz, it is in the Poppy and Pint in Nottingham on Tuesdays at the raucous, the crazy, the incredible time of 9 p.m.
Yeah, and thank you so much, William. We really, really did enjoy that quiz, and thank you so much for sending it in.
But for now, thank you so much to our guest, Elliot Cass.
Thanks, guys. In love with.